Now, in Brussels, Germany's Europe Minister Michael Roth and French EU Affairs Minister Nathalie Loiseau were asked for their views on the current Brexit stalemate, and this is ahead of a meeting of European Affairs Ministers. Mr. Roth urged the UK to please deliver concrete proposals on how it wants to proceed on leaving the European Union, while Ms. Loiseau said Britain must decide between a realistic deal and no deal.
The clock is ticking and time is running out, and we are really exhausted by these negotiations, and I expect clear and precise proposals of the British government why such an extension is necessary. It's not just a game. It's an extremely serious situation, not just for the people in United Kingdom, but also for the people in the EU, in the European Union. Dear friends in London, please deliver. The clock is ticking.
I think I have to have a sense of humor to deal with Brexit at the time being. Not only me, but my fellow citizens, because they are waiting in uncertainty, or businesses, or fellow citizens living in the United Kingdom. And it's about time that we know where we go. We are ready for a no deal. We have prepared everything we had to. It's a choice to be made by the United Kingdom. They have said no to a no deal, and they have said no to a realistic deal. They have to change their mind on one of the two options.
And that was the French European Affairs Minister Nathalie Loiseau, who incidentally I saw at the weekend has named her cat Brexit on the basis that the cat kept whining to get out the door, and she'd open the door for the cat, but then the cat wouldn't leave. So she thought that the name of Brexit was appropriate for him. So she's certainly finding the humour in Brexit. Let's hear a little bit more about what's happening in Dublin, London and Brussels in relation to it all with our correspondents in London, Fiona Mitchell, and in the Doyle, Paul Cunningham. And Paul, EU Council President Tusk has met the Taoiseach. That meeting has just wrapped up. The message from Brussels to London, over to you. You've got to come up with a proposal, is that right?
That's basically it, and it's a consistent message. It was noticeable that Donald Tusk, who was president of the European Council and therefore will be chairing that big EU leaders summit on Thursday, didn't say anything on the way in, and he didn't say anything on the way out. Effectively, he's in listening mode. He wants to hear from Leo Varadkar what is Ireland's view on an extension, and how long should that be, and if conditions should be attached to any such deal, what should they be, and what would they do, I guess, gaming out what type of offer may come from the United Kingdom. But people might remember that it was Donald Tusk who famously said that there might be a special place in hell for Brexit MPs who set the UK on a course for Brexit without knowing what the consequences be or where the end destination would be. But that was rare for him to be so outspoken today. He was keeping shtum.
So, Fiona, Mrs. May has been meeting her cabinet this morning after getting that snub from Speaker Bercow yesterday. Brussels' message is, we're not even going to consider your an extension unless you let us know what you want. Any white smoke as to what her plan B might be?
Well, there's speculation within the last hour, Anya, and the BBC reporting that Theresa May is going to write to the EU today asking for a Brexit extension until the end of June. So that would be obviously a short extension, but with a possible two-year delay. So quite clearly still hoping, Theresa May, that she will be able to get this deal over the line within the coming weeks. But if that were not to happen, there would be then that addendum that it could be stretched out a little bit longer. What the reaction to that will be, both at home here in London and across the EU27, really remains to be seen. But Theresa May has been boxed into a corner by the events of yesterday, as if she were not already in a corner. There is some speculation that perhaps Theresa May's government could decide to just go ahead with another meaningful vote next week anyway, and that seemed to be the sentiment that was coming from the Brexit Secretary Stephen Barclay when he spoke to reporters earlier today, essentially saying, well, if people are changing their votes on this deal, then it means that something within the deal itself must have changed considerably, and would that not hit the bar that has now been set by the Speaker of the House of Commons? Quite how the Speaker would see that, I think, would be very, very interesting. And if we think we had a clash this week, I think were the government to proceed to bring back that deal next week with no major changes to it, I think you could see a far bigger clash on the horizon next week.
Paul, the EU leaders had been hoping that they could deal with Brexit on Thursday afternoon and then parcel it away and go on with the rest of the council. What is the reaction there likely to be if such a proposal were to come from Theresa May and they watch the UK tying itself up in constitutional crisis knots and falling deeper down the rabbit hole of Brexit?
Well, I'm just looking at my Twitter feed and Donald Tusk has said that after his meeting with Taoiseach, he wanted to confirm the full EU unity on Brexit. So once again, what you're getting is that sense of solidarity with Ireland and that they're not going to push Ireland under the bus, which some people feared may be the case once you got up to the 11th hour of negotiations. I think when it comes to Theresa May, they understand that she's in a particular bind. They clearly have views on the approach she's adopted over the past 2 years, although they're not going to comment on that now. I think it's also likely that there would be some consideration of being flexible, not demanding that she gives them chapter and verse on this, because they want to see if it's still possible for her to get something over the line. I think there is an instinct within the European institutions that if there is any possibility of getting this deal done before the European Parliament elections, before you get a new European Commission, that that would be beneficial to everyone involved. So I think they're keeping their options open.
And the big question, I suppose, that will come back to Westminster, Fiona, is how long does Mrs. May stay in control of this process? There's been talk of Parliament taking back control. Not much evidence of that yet. The Speaker certainly attempted to take back control. Does Mrs. May stay in control of this process as she's lost control of her cabinet, lost control of her Parliament, and lost control of her party, it seems?
I think you'd find a lot of people, Anya, in Westminster who would argue that Theresa May has already lost control of this process, that it is really being bounced at this point from side to side, from crisis to crisis, and there are no shortage of crises here. What the decisions are over the coming days, of course, will have a huge impact on whether or not that third meaningful vote comes back to the Commons. Amidst all of this, of course, we should say that were that vote to come back to the Commons as it currently stands, it probably wouldn't even get through. Talks are ongoing with the DUP to try and get them on board. There are many within Theresa May's own party still saying they wouldn't support it. So it is certainly not a case of a done deal. There are a lot of things that Theresa May has to clear up before she has a clear way through this. And of course, always the possibility that more barriers crop up in the meantime.
And Paul, finally, I don't imagine any of us thought at this stage, 10 days to go to the legal departure date, we still don't know when Brexit is really going to happen.
Exactly. It's amazing in some ways. It's actually staggering that we could get so far. I mean, 2 years ago when Article 50 was triggered, it seemed like an aeon away. And here we are with days to go, 240 hours, and we still haven't got a clue. But there is a consistency of approach within the European institutions, at least. And I just have a statement in my hand from the government, and it says that that Mr. Varadkar and Mr. Tusk met to consider the state of play and latest developments with Brexit. President Tusk expressed strong and ongoing solidarity with Ireland. They agreed we must now see what proposals emerge from London in advance of the European Council, and preparations will continue in Ireland and across the European Union for a no-deal scenario. That's the same consistent message we've been having for years, and they're just throwing it back to Theresa May and saying, you got to come up with something.
The drama continues. Paul Cunningham in our Doyle studio and Fiona Mitchell in London. Thank you both.